Thank you for listening to the Voice Ministries podcast. To get more information about Voice, or if you were blessed by this message and want to sow into our ministry, go to our website at voiceministries.com.
My wife is coming to speak to you, Deanna Deering, and I want you to welcome her. It's been a couple years since she's shared anything, and she shares a lot through her book, and it's on the back there. You can get that book if you'd like on your way out, but why don't you welcome Deanna as she comes to share her heart with you tonight. Amen.
Okay. I just want to pray real quick. Well, Heavenly Father, I thank you. Thank you for this time. I thank you for the journey. I thank you for the journey of each one here. I ask, Holy Spirit, for you to flow through me and for you to accomplish your heart's desire here tonight, Jesus. In your name we pray. Okay, we're going to start with 1 Corinthians 1:23. We preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles, but to those who are called, Christ, the power of God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. It pleased God to choose the foolish things of this world to shame the wise, and the weak things of this world to shame the strong. In the past 20 years, there's been a line of division and demarcation that's been drawn out, kind of in the sand, an invisible line. On one side is Christian City. It's a place where you can have all the comforts of religion, but still hold on to yourself. It transcends nations, cities, and denominations. On the other side of the line is the wilderness, and at the end of the wilderness is the city of God on the horizon. The wilderness is the territory for those men and women whose hearts are so hungry for God, they're willing to be lost in Him. To pick up our cross is to lose our life for His sake, so we can enter into the true life He came to give, a life which is not our own, but which is His life. From the cross come pain and death, but the cross is never the final word for those who are in Christ Jesus. Resurrection life is the final word, and from this life proceeds an agape love and an unquenchable freedom that we can know in no other way. The cross will always confound the wisdom of the world, and it will also cause terror in the enemy's camp. Because once we all start loving our lives, not unto death, we will make an army, an invincible army, in the hands of the risen Lord. We will never fully be free until we love the way that God Himself loves. The cross is the greatest expression of love this world has ever known. If we're seeking to love the way God loves, we'll be embracing the cross. My prayer is that I will always be led to embrace it. Tonight, may each one here see how the cross is meant to work a definite process of transformation within your earthly nature. The cross is His invitation to dwell in Him deeper and deeper. It's His invitation to receive His heart and His love for this world He will ultimately reclaim as His own. The more we live by the cross of Jesus Christ, we will live by the power of His love. At this point in history, with darkness rapidly increasing, the Lord is radically calling for His people to live by the power of His love. We have to know the cross in the center of our being. It will be the light that we carry in the battle that lies ahead. Isaiah 60:1-3. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. But the Lord will arise over you, and His glory will be seen upon you. The Gentiles shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. The glory of the Lord is on the horizon. He's waiting, He's looking for His people to rise as His sons and daughters. We'll receive His glory upon our nature to the degree that we've been crucified with Him. The cross is His invitation to freedom. Even though the enemy lies to us and tells us we can hold on to ourselves, We can be comfortable. We can remain as we are and enjoy the comforts of religion, have our needs met, but not really give much of ourselves. Because this is why Jesus came, for freedom. But there's no freedom there. To the degree that our flesh is alive, the powers and principalities of the air can exert considerable influence over us through fear and intimidation. The Lord wants us to see that his cross is his path of freedom, where we can come out from under the influence. This present world system is in the hands of the evil one. And even though flesh and blood may be used as vessels of oppression, our battle is not against flesh and blood. It's against the powers and principalities of this dark world. My question to you tonight, and to mine continually, is how free do I want to be? Do I want to walk in a certain measure of freedom and remain comfortable there? Or do I want to find that freedom? Do I want to discover that true life that Jesus created me to walk in and live in before I even came into this world? Each one of us has a life in the spirit realm that God had in his mind and his heart before we even came into this world. But when we entered the world, we entered innocent, but we entered and entered in with a fallen nature, and little by little began to defile our soul with self-sovereignty, self-government, carnal lust, pride, and self-will. When we're saved, we accept the Lord into our heart, and that's the beginning of our journey. But it's just the beginning. The Lord has to undo so much that's been done, depending what time we accept the Lord. But even as children, even in grade school, there's a self-sovereignty, there's a self-will, there's a pride that needs to be broken. Everyone has different measures, depending what home life they were nourished in, how much love they were given. They don't have as much to overcome. We were all born with a fear-based identity and a love-based identity, some way more fear. The more you have to overcome, the more your reward will be. It may seem hard for some people, and that's why we can't judge for how people are. This person seems like they're so much further along. Maybe they had a lot less to overcome. But the truth is, the Lord is calling his people into the wilderness, and the wilderness is where we walk by his cross day by day. The wilderness is where he pulls out the security, the comforts, the convenience, and the wilderness is a place that's painful because it's dark, it's barren, it's hot. We can't get a drink where we used to be able to get a drink. It's lonely. But in the wilderness, there's fellow sojourners, each journeying on their own. And when we allow the Lord to strip us naked and bare, that's when he can come in and clothe us with himself. That's when he can come in and speak into our ear who we really are. That's when he can come in and touch the lies in our mind with his truth, because we're not holding on to anything. You know, in our world, we have so much to run to surround ourselves. In our society, in the Laodicean church, it's harder to overcome because there's so many comforts. And the church, Christian City, as I said, I don't have a church in mind, but there's Christian City where we can have our needs met but not give much of ourselves. We're told that we're okay. It's harder to overcome in our culture. But there's a great reward for those who overcome in the Laodicean church. The Lord says that we will sit on his throne and rule and reign with him. He promises that greater reward because it's harder. It's easier for us to stay where we're at. Tonight when I was praying, Dave Raymer spoke Sunday about how we're going to be known by the power of his love. There's going to be signs and wonders in the church when the glory of the Lord falls upon his people. And there's also going to be signs and wonders that are released to the dark powers of this age. And the way we are going to know one another, the way we are going to be known, is the power of his love. That only comes through the cross, because the flesh cannot love. The flesh drains against love. But in his cross, if we will embrace it, if we will say, Lord, I give you myself, I give you my ways, I give you my sovereignty, and I invite you to be the sovereign king over my life. I invite you to release your agape love inside my heart. The Lord wants to bust open the walls of ourself and immerse us in like this sea of love. The wilderness, it's dry and barren, but we journey and we're forced to journey for water, and we get to those springs of water. They're like seas of love. And in that sea, we meet other fellow sojourners, and that's where we can truly become united with him. This is the journey he's showing us. It's not attractive to the eyes, but to the spirit realm, it's really attractive. You know, I read a story of a woman who just recently went to heaven, and God was seated on a throne, and mercy and justice and peace and beauty and grace and love and kindness and goodness were his throne that he was seated on, and they were all tangible. In heaven, they were tangible. Here, they're intangible. We embrace the cross in faith, and we say, Lord, will you, I give you myself. I give you my pride now. I give you my frustration. I ask for your love to come down and be released in my heart. I ask for your mercy to be released in my heart, your kindness. I want your goodness. I don't want to love according to my means. God placed us here not to love according to our means, not to give according to our means, but to love way beyond our means and to give of ourselves, of our time, of our possessions, way beyond our means through his spirit. This is a life in the spirit. My question to myself, my question to you here tonight is, how much do you want to grow in the spirit? When the glory of the Lord begins to hover over the earth, getting ready to fall upon his people, do you want to be ready to meet the Lord as a vessel prepared for glory, as a vessel purified, ready to steward his glory, ready to release his love? And as Bob said, this isn't a one-time thing. It's a constant thing. And that's why I believe the wilderness is the journey towards the city of God. Even though we all congregate over little rivers that open up in the wilderness, and these can become seas in which we get lost, and then it's time to journey on, because it's too easy to stagnate in God. It's too easy to get comfortable where we're at. But the wilderness lures us forward. We got to keep going. We got to keep seeking the Lord. We got to have more of him, more of his ways, more of his nature. In the wilderness, the only food that feeds us is the food that comes from his very being. In Christian City, it's the food of the church. It's the food of fellowship and comfort, but it's known, it's tangible, it's secure. When you dive into the wilderness, you're letting go of what you know, and you're not really sure. If you're really going to let go, you don't know where God's going to take you. But there's one guarantee. He promises his life for those who lose his life. It's the only way to life. If anyone wishes to follow after me, he must pick up his cross and deny himself. Whoever seeks to save his life will lose it, while whoever loses it for my sake, he is the one who will find it. The Lord wants his church in him, dwelling in him, receiving his life, receiving his words, receiving his love. But he can't release his agape love on a vessel who's still carnal. It just doesn't go. I want to know his agape love. I want to discover it. And the last thing I want to say is, Rick Joyner went to heaven, a man that we've read a lot about. And he gets into the outer skirts of heaven, and there's so many people he's meeting, and there's so much glory upon them. Wow, there's so much glory here. And they're telling him things that they learned in the earth, and he's, you know, things they would have done differently, certain areas they held on to, and he says, but there's so much glory, there's so much love coming from you. And they said, oh, we could have had so much more. So he journeys on a little bit further, a little bit higher, and the glory of the people in that realm is just far outdoes the glory of the realm previous to him, and he's like, wow, I just can't believe this. What I saw previous was good, but this is just too much. And these people proceed to tell him the things that they learned in life, but also areas that they held on, also areas where they didn't love to the fullness, areas where they held on to their personal comforts, where they held on to their desire for recognition. But yet they did a lot for the kingdom, but they could have done more, they tell him. So then he proceeds onward, and the glory, he's getting closer to the throne. The glory is just, I don't know how to describe it, but it's just, he can't stand in it, but angels support him and strengthen him. And then there's people in this realm, and there's people here in this realm who love their life completely, not unto the death. They laid it out. They forsook everything, their identity, their security, their desire for status, their desire for comfort. They surrendered their lust, the lust for power, position, prestige, possessions. That's a whole journey there. But they did it all, and they stuck with it through it all. The biggest problem is a lot of times we'll begin, and we'll get a taste of God that's deeper, and we'll stay there because it's easy to stay there. It's harder to move on. It's hard to our flesh, but it's hugely rewarding. And the truth is, God won't bring his reward right away because that's how he tests us. He tests us in the fire of the desert when it's dry and when his presence is even absent and when there's not even too many sojourners around you and you think you're alone. That's when he tests us. But that's when we can prove our devotion to him. And when it's all said and done, and his glory is hovering on the horizon, I want to be ready. And I ask you tonight, do you want to be ready? And how much do you want to know the Lord in spirit and in truth? I know everyone's at different stages in their journey in here. But I would just like to pray for anyone that desires to know the cross and desires to begin to make the journey into the wilderness. I'd like to pray for anyone who's been embracing the cross and just wants to keep embracing it, because it takes faith and endurance and commitment. And I'd like to pray for really anyone who wants to know Jesus more in the spirit, who wants to receive his glory as much as they can in this earthly realm.
I never know what's going to come out of her mouth when she stands up here. But one thing I would like to share with all you guys is that if the Holy Spirit isn't having his way in our lives, if we're not yielding to that, and we get into a habit of just going to church or being a certain way, and we stay there, God, Jesus never wants to leave us there. And when we talk about the wilderness, we think of the Apostle Paul when he says that, I am crucified with Christ. He finally got to a point where he could say it. He said, I'm crucified with Christ. It's no longer me living. It's Jesus living through me. Now, he couldn't say that all the time. But because of the things that he went through, and when Deanna shares this message, you could go like, oh, wow, that was heavy. Really? Really? Was it heavy? Or was it the way of the Lord? Was it the things that God's calling us to? God doesn't want us to live. There's nothing wrong with the blessings of God. But I want to say something before we start praying. When you look at the second chapter of Acts, and you look, I'm not going to say how the church was birthed. I'm going to say how the kingdom of God was birthed. And the kingdom culture surrounded them all. we will be held accountable if we don't challenge you and ourselves to go deeper as men and women of the Spirit, not men and women of the flesh, not men and women of comfort, not men and women that are always in a trial, but men and women that have said yes to the cross of Christ, and God has renewed us, God has come to us, He's changed us, and we go from glory to glory because we say yes to God. And if anybody says that this Christian life is easy, forget it. If you're having an easy time, okay? This Christian life is joyful, and there's so much, because the joy of the Lord is far more than anything the world can offer. Remember, the scripture says that if I gain the whole world and forfeit my soul, what have I gained? Absolutely nothing. And so this is where we're at. Where are we going to be in our journey with our calling and our destiny? As moms, as dads, as brothers and sisters, how are we going to function in this next movement of God as He prepares a church to understand His kingdom principles? How are we going to function when the spirit of murder is rampant in society and it escalates and it causes fear in people? I don't want to talk a good Christian life. I don't want to act like I have it together because I don't. All I know is this, is Jesus Christ and Him crucified. All I know is woe is me. If I don't have Jesus in my life, if I don't allow Him to have a breakthrough in my life and then say, okay, I want to establish that breakthrough in my life now. And that's what He's asking of all of us. This is a small gathering of people from all over this region, very diversified. And if you know Jesus, you're part of the kingdom and you are part of the church. But what Deanna, little Deanna, is praying for you is that if there is any hindrance in you, most men, you suffer from invalidation. You want to be recognized. Women too. But men, you don't measure up. You're not good enough. You never will be good. That's the lie. With Jesus, that lie isn't there. And when the Spirit of God speaks truth to you and you find out who you are in Christ, there's one thing that happens to every woman and man in this place. Guess what? All of a sudden, there's a responsibility to walk in what He says about you as He validates you. And all the fingers that point come back, and you can't point at anybody because now the King of Glory who sits in that realm has validated and says, I love you. Tyler, I love you. And He says that to every one of you. And that's what He wants to do tonight. So why don't you stand? And let's allow the Holy Spirit. Let's not ascend to some kind of mental ascent, but let's let the Holy Spirit for a moment just speak to us. Every creative musician, every gifted and talented person in this room, no matter what it is, may you find your validity not in your gift, but in your Savior and your King, Jesus. Let's just bow our heads and let's pray. And if you feel led to come forward, I'm going to let Deanna just pray for us.
Heavenly Father, God, I ask that tonight You would release the revelation of Your cross.
Yes, Lord.
How Your cross is the invitation to freedom.
Yes,
your cross is the invitation into the sea of Your love.
Yes, Lord.
I ask that You would release a revelation of how Your agape love hovers over us.
Yes.
You created us for agape love, not human love. Would You break into each heart and mind,
yes,
Lord,
God,
with the reality of who You are? I ask that You would visit each one here,
yes,
with the truth of your eternal destiny.
Yes, God.
With the paths that lie before them, Lord. The fullness of you.
Yes, Jesus.
Versus going part way.
Yes.
I don't want to go part way, Lord. I ask for the grace to go all the way.
Yes.
All the way surrender.
Yes,
I ask that that grace would be released tonight to these. Father, we need more of you, and I know that you want to give it. So tonight, would you release your Holy Spirit to melt down the walls of the self, all of ourselves, Lord. Blessed are those who have come to the end of their self-preservation, for theirs is the higher realms of God. Show us those higher realms, Jesus.
Let's just keep praying. If you feel led for Deanna just to pray over you and for God just to move on your heart tonight by the power of the Holy Spirit, just come forward and we just want to pray over you and worship, and the singers will sing over you songs of deliverance, of love, that we would have breakthrough tonight in the spirit realm, and that the Holy Spirit would bring truth and light. We take authority now in the name of the true Lord Jesus and bind every spirit of darkness and say, you will comply and shut your mouth now in Jesus' name. And if you choose not to, I send you to the Lord Jesus, and he will deal with you as he sees fit. You must comply by the power of Jesus' name, by the power of the blood, and by the power of the cross of Christ. You must comply and back away. The Holy Spirit, just come. Start praying down there. Just pray. Hey. Just have your hands open just to receive, and just quick prayers. And we're just going to, Holy Spirit, just come and saturate our brothers and our sisters right now. Yes. Put the blood of Jesus over them, Lord. Yes, God. More of you, Jesus. More of you. Oh, Lord. Lord, we want to be able to be in the closet, God, on the mountaintop with you, and be the same. Not looking for the praise of men, but just looking for you in the secret place. So have your way with us tonight, Lord, everyone. Everyone. Lord, let it truly be a saturating, changing time. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Yes, God.
Every breath that I take.
Yes, God.
Father, I bless each one here. I ask that you would release grace to embrace your cross. I ask that the eyes of their heart would be enlightened in order for them to see the path of the Spirit, the path of the Spirit that you're guiding them into. I ask that doors of invitation would be obvious before their eyes, Lord, where they would feel your heart, where they would feel your love, and they would know they are traveling that way. I ask that there would be no limit to the agape love, the agape love that is you, Lord, to be released within the heart of each one here, Lord. I ask for the fullness of your kingdom to come down. And I ask for the beauty of surrender to visit each one here. Visit them in their prayer time. Visit them in the night. Visit them on the road to a location that they know not. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Let the beauty of surrender visit every person here tonight. The beauty of surrender. Yes, God. There will not be any other lovers that will take your place. We're asking tonight that you would be the one that we love with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength. That we would allow you to love us and to move upon us. Jesus. Spirit, just fall right now. Just saturate, stir up in all of us. We surrender to your beauty, God. Oh, God, we want this to be so real for every person in here. We want them to experience you more and more and more. That's our prayer. That's our cry. That every person's life in this room would be interrupted by your presence. What do we have if we don't have your presence? We have no fuel. So, Lord, overwhelm us with your presence. So your presence isn't a memory to us, but it's a moment even now. Come, Holy Spirit. Let no one in this room have a puzzled look on their face when somebody says, let the Holy Spirit have its way. That we would be so familiar with your presence, God. According to Galatians 5, that we would live by the Spirit, walk by it, be led by it. And as Michael Johnson has sung over and over and over, Holy Spirit, fall and have your way. Holy Spirit is always stirring us to worship Jesus. That's what he does. Slow us down, God. That above everything, you, Jesus, are our ultimate goal. You, Jesus. Somebody says, what's your goal for your life? That the first thing out of our mouth would be to know my Jesus, to know him. Yes, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. May the Lord bless you. Find him to be all that you need, because he is all you need. He is all you need. And then everything else is just a blessing and a benefit. May the Lord bless you and keep you safe. May the presence of the Lord manifest itself through your life tonight and tomorrow. And if you've had a breakthrough tonight, establish that breakthrough as a lifestyle. to go to another level of knowing him. In Jesus' holy name, amen and amen. God bless you. You can stay if you'd like. We're just going to sing and keep praying over those that have come. And thank you for being here in Jesus' name. Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus.
I give myself away.
Yes, Lord.
So you.
Yes, Lord.